HaKadosh Boker Tov, Shavuot Tov. Just wanted to mention two halachot, which I think are very, very important. First halacha is that the Chachamim came and they instituted to say Kaddish al Yisrael and Shachrit before saying Hodu. Now, the thing is, what exactly is this Kaddish before Hodu? So, first of all, according to the Arizal HaKadosh, this Kaddish is actually a chova, and really the Shliach Tzibur would have said it. However, though, whenever there's a people that they have to say, this is also Kaddish Derabbanan, and therefore, if anybody is going to be in Avelut, so therefore, we give them the Zechut Kadima. However, though, what happens if you cannot say it before the Hodu? So therefore, you're supposed to say it but before Baruch She'amar. However, though, interestingly enough, Maran Achida in the Sefer Keshet Gudal Siman Zayin Olamed He comes and he says, if right now you weren't able to do it before Baruch She'amar because, for example, there was no Minyan, so then you would actually do it in the middle of Pesukei DeZimra, which means you would say it in between the Mizmorim and Mizmonim. For example, after Ashrei, they would come and they would say Kaddish al Yisrael. Now, this is also brought down in the Shiurei HaRishon LeTzion, that he says that if anything, you should wait until Baruch She'amar to do it. And only if you weren't able to wait, so then you would do it in the middle of Pesukei DeZimra. However, though, you wouldn't do it, right, as if, say, purposely there in the middle of Pesukei DeZimra. Now, the Shiurei HaRishon LeTzion was actually written by Rav Pinchas Peretz when he used to take the Shiurim of Rav Ovadia that he used to give in the Lavyan, and he used to actually copy them out, and then he made a Sefer, there are four Krachim on the Shiurei HaRishon LeTzion, right, when he actually said this. But however, though, I haven't seen this Chiddush brought down anywhere else, meaning in the Sfarim of Rav Ovadia. Even the Rav David Yosef in the Halacha Brura, he just says that after the Brayta of Rabbi Ishmael, you say Yehuda ben Temei Omer, you say Kaddish al Yisrael. If there was no Minyan in the Beit HaKnesset then, so you would do it after Hashem Malach, before Baruch She'amar. And that in essence is what we do usually. We try to say it before Hodu. If you cannot say it before Hodu, so we do it before Baruch She'amar. But he does not mention what happens if you couldn't have done it also before Baruch She'amar, that you would actually do it in the middle of Pesukei DeZimra. That is not mentioned. However, that's what's brought down here in the Sefer Ve'an Lamu Mishol in the name of the Rav Chida and Rav Ovadia Yosef as well. So that's what we would actually do. Another important halacha is as follows. It says that some people, when they're going to come and hear the Chazan coming close to saying Kaddish, so they would quickly come and they would sit down. And we would have to actually come and tell them that it is better that they shouldn't quickly sit down, because then it looks like that they're trying to be mezalzel in the Kaddish, that they want to stand up. But rather, they should actually stay standing, and then they would sit down by after Amen Yeshem Rabbah. Remember that by Kaddish, you're only obligated to stay standing if you're already standing until Amen Yeshem Rabbah. After you already answered Amen Yeshem Rabbah, you're allowed to come and you're allowed to sit down. So here he brings down, for example, it says that on Shabbat night, because that's the main case that's going to come up. Because, for example, if it's going to be after, let's say for Mincha. So after Chazarat HaShatz, let's say it's going to be the Vidui. Let's say we don't do Vidui, we do Kaddish. So afterwards, it's a Luka or Lam Natseach, whichever one that it is, Shilam Alot, all those things, we're going to sit down. That's fine. There's a long period of time. You're allowed to come, you're allowed to sit down. However, though, it usually happens on Friday night, right? Or, for example, Shachrit, if they wouldn't do Tacharonim and you would do immediately a Kaddish, people were standing up until then, and all of a sudden now they're going to do Kaddish, and right away you see people jump and they sit down, right? So he says in such a scenario, it is actually a zilzul to say that, to do that. This is brought down in the Halichot Olam of Rav Ovadia Yosef. He brings this down, and it says, right, again, the same concept that we're saying, the Shut Chemdat Avram says, Lechatchila, a person should be standing until the middle of the Kaddish, because if not, it looks like as if to say that it's going to be a burden on them. And it's not supposed to be a burden. He does say that people that are elderly and that they would sit down, so then they for sure they're allowed to come and sit down and they have no problem. However, everyone else should actually stay standing, right? Because again, it should be for the kavod, for the derech eretz of the Kaddish, that it shouldn't look like we're a burden, that we're trying to pechavana come and sit down as soon as possible, the second that they're going to start the Kaddish.